This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Let's not waste any more of his time. Help me welcome to the program former Republican United States Senator from Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, joins us on the long line. Senator, how are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for spending some time with us. We've got a lot to talk about, but I did want to ask you right off the top. You have come out and have endorsed Barack Obama for president and Joe Biden for vice president. Give us sort of the backstory to this decision.
Well, I'm a lifelong Republican, served at the local level as a councilman in my city as a Republican, and then became a four-term mayor of the city as a Republican, then went to the United States Senate and supported Bush-Cheney in 2000. And when they came in, they started going right away back on their campaign promises. Most particularly, I'm a uniter, not a divider, if you remember that. And right from the beginning, their agenda was very, very divisive before September 11th. And then Governor Bush, the candidate, said, I'm going to have a humble foreign policy. And it was the opposite, very, very arrogant. And they said they were going to regulate carbon dioxide, the climate change gas. They went on that promise. So right from the beginning, even before September 11th, I was getting disillusioned with the Bush-Cheney administration. Voted against the tax cuts, of course. And then when the war came, I was the only Republican to vote against the war. So ultimately, I was looking at this 2008 election and knowing how important it is to all of our children and our entire country. I have a young family. And to the future generations. I looked carefully at all the candidates, Republican and Democrat, and Senator Obama had the best message, the best direction he wanted to take the country, and also, I thought, the best campaign, the most frugal and the best organized. And that translates into an administration. This is a very, very important election, 08, and I supported Senator Obama, first Democrat I've ever voted for.
We're talking with former United States Senator Republican Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. We're honored to have him on the program. What is it particularly about the Obama campaign that resonates with you, a lifelong Republican?
Well, I think maybe it's getting to be a cliche change, and certainly the Republicans are trying to co-opt. But the last 8 years, I don't think of the real America in which we favored the wealthy, which we've been arrogant to our friends and foes alike around the world, in which we've taken divisive emotional social issues and driven a wedge into them in this country, dividing us into red and blue states and the like. That's not the real America. And right now I'm working at the Brown University Watson Institute for International Studies, and all around the world people are saying, tell us the last 8 years isn't the real America. So the cliche may be change, but you have to look at who's best, got the best message to enact that change, and it is Senator Obama. This is an important election, 2008.
We're talking with former Republican Senator of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee. Senator, what is it that when you hear Republicans, your fellow Republicans, saying, you know what, Barack Obama is just not experienced enough, and we're hearing less of that now that Sarah Palin has been nominated as the vice president, but that truly was the message for most of the summer, was this is a guy who's just not experienced. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, I had my doubts or my reservations, as did many Americans. I served with Senator Obama for 2 years, and I served on two committees with him, and I was apprehensive that he's ready to make this step to run for president of the United States and then to be president. But watching his campaign, he's the CEO of this gigantic organization that operates under enormous pressure. You have the debates, you have primaries, you have public appearances, and it's been flawless, and he is the CEO of it. That's impressed me, and over the course of watching go through these different primaries, and also a very frugal organization. I like that. I'm old-fashioned Yankee, and I like to see an organization that's very frugal. I think you have to pay for bumper stickers on the Obama campaign.
We're talking with Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. Senator, tell us what you see happening in a McCain-Palin administration that you would have a problem with.
Well, the big thing is restoring our credibility, I believe, and I personally witnessed it under Bush-Cheney. They said they were going to be uniters, not dividers. They said they were going to have a humble foreign policy. They said they were going to regulate carbon dioxide. They said we don't torture when we do. They said we don't warrantless wiretap when we do. And worst of all, they said Saddam Hussein was a threat, that he had weapons of mass destruction. These are all things that were dishonest to the American people. And with Senator McCain, he was good on the environment when I served with him. He was good on the Supreme Court with the Gang of 14 when I served with him. And he was good on the tax cuts. He and I were the only two Republicans to vote against the Bush-Cheney tax cuts. Now he's sacrificing his credibility to get elected. And I just can't stomach that. When somebody asks you a question to the, how you would govern, and he's pandering to the Republican base, that's a crack in the credibility that I'm not going to tolerate.
Lincoln Chafee is a former Republican United States Senator from Rhode Island. Senator, tell us about how you see, when you sit and watch the news like we all do, and we're watching more and more of that lately as the campaigns go back and forth, I'm wondering your thoughts as you're sitting at home watching the news when they're talking about things like lipstick and not so much the issues. They seem to be talking more about things that aren't really the issues.
Yes, and I think it's the job of the Obama campaign to steer it back to the issues that affect our children, our grandchildren, ourselves. Where is this country going? I'm not going to just bemoan that's what's happening. It's the job of the Obama campaign to bring it back and to say to the American people, are you getting your health care that you want? Are you getting your children into higher education when you want them to go to junior college? Can you afford it? Can you afford a house? Can your children go out and buy a small house? These are just key issues. Can you afford the food anymore? Fuel for our cars? Just basic issues of survival that I think resonate with the American people. It's the Obama campaign's job to steer it back to the real issues that matter to people.
We're talking with Lincoln Chafee, a former Republican senator from Rhode Island. Senator, we've had Christine Todd Whitman on this program a number of times, and she has talked rather candidly about her life as a Republican and how, she felt very strongly that she was being pushed out of her party, that she was watching her party being taken too far to the right. And, of course, she's written a book about that experience, My Party Too, and she's online at myparty2.com. And I'm wondering if this has been your experience or if you had a similar experience as well.
Oh, yes, very similar. We're of the same Northeastern Republicans. They called us Rockefeller Republicans, where our priorities are, our kind of conservatism is that we like fiscal discipline. We carefully watch every federal dollar that's spent. We care about the environment, clean air, clean water. We care about personal liberties, that the Fourth Amendment, you have to have a warrant to wiretap, and the freedom of speech, that the First Amendment, and of course, don't like getting into these quagmires overseas, these costly quagmires overseas. That's our kind of conservatism, and the Republican Party used to stand for that, Eisenhower and others, but it's changed so much. Now it's the social issues are important, that the mixing of church and state, it's very much a different Republican Party, and I eventually, unlike Governor Whitman, I disaffiliated and became an independent.
And let me ask you this. It seems to me that we hear Republicans so often today talking about, praising the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and yet they seem to be denying that very legacy by having all these social litmus tests, so you're not really a Republican, when Reagan had that big tent approach and welcomed a lot of conservative Democrats into the party, a lot of moderates.
Yes, you dare say that Ronald Reagan might be supporting Barack Obama in this campaign. It's what we've seen in the Bush-Cheney years is so unlike the Ronald Reagan view of conservatism. The spending in particular, I was there for it. Never seen anything like it. There was a new Homeland Security Department enacting a whole new federal bureaucracy called Homeland Security. We added a prescription drug benefit to Medicare without any other reforms to Medicare. We go on these wars overseas, trillion-dollar wars. At the same time, we're cutting taxes over and over again for the wealthy. I don't think Reagan would approve. And, of course, the social issues, he appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, one of the best Supreme Court justices, to the Supreme Court, who carefully navigated some of the social issues.
We're talking with Lincoln Chafee, a former Republican United States Senator from Rhode Island, and we are very honored to have him on the program. Senator, what do you think is needs to be done in Iraq and Afghanistan that's not being done now that you believe an Obama administration would do?
The key, I believe, is always to have your friends on your side. And that, and George H.W. Bush, the first Bush, clearly understood that, that in this dangerous world in which countries have nuclear weapons, Pakistan included, our best bet, our best hope, it's everybody working together. And we were at that moment when Bush Cheney took office with the Russians, the Japanese, the Brits, the Chinese. We were working in some kind of harmony together. And now with this unilateralist approach, that's gone. So that's the biggest repair work that needs to be done. And as I said earlier, the first Bush understood that. And when we kicked Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait back in the first Gulf War, we had Arab countries on our side, we had Europeans on our side, we had South Americans, we had Russians. It was so different from their arrogant, unilateralist approach to the world. It's been so harmful to the United States, and we have great work ahead of us on that front.
And certainly this is work that needs to be done no matter who wins the White House.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a key moment in American history, I believe, this 2008 election. We can't continue, as everybody knows, on this, as I keep saying, arrogant approach to the world. It's not working for us.
Lincoln Chafee is a former Republican United States Senator from Rhode Island. Senator, it's been an honor to talk to you, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Coy. I like Charlottesville. It's a great community. You're very lucky to live there.
Absolutely. Come see us sometime.
I'd like to.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA, from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SeavillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.